evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ricky King coming live out of the studio. I want to have a conversation this evening regarding some things that have been on my mind. And I'm pretty sure that I speak for a lot of fellows and females when I say to you that it's a very thin line when you're going to take on someone with kids, or you're going to, you know, be in an environment where you have to take care of other person's kids. Whether you be a teacher, whether you be a scout leader, or a Sunday school teacher, whatever it is that you do, that you have to take your people's kids. It's really important that you understand that these gentle souls, they are very precious gems, and we should treat them as such. It doesn't make sense that a person is going to treat or talk to a child like a child is an adult. If you talk to a child like the child is an adult, that child is going to talk to you like he or she's an adult also. Alright, we got to maintain that thin line of respect. We know that, you know, I'm going to speak to you, but guess what? We're going to know who the adult is from who's the child. And there should be no confusion about that. Once you see the child trying to get into the adult mode, then it's time for the adult to, like, you know, take a step back, reassess the situation, and approach it from some different angles. Doesn't make sense. They're going to go into a shouting match back and forth. That doesn't work at all. That just brings more chaos. So try to avoid that. Like I said, the kids are very precious. They're very precious gems. So we got to cherish them. Because guess what? The kids and the youths are the future of tomorrow. And they're the one. Anything you tell them or whatever you instill in their brain, they believe it. All right. So they say spin on the rod and spoil the child. All right. We're not going to take that literally anymore. All right. We're just going to make sure that we instill in these young kids values. Okay, hope, trust. Make sure that the kid can trust you as a parent or as an adult. Alright, it's really important that kids trust the adults they're around or they spend time with, because if they don't trust you, then they will go astray, because they will find someone to discuss the information with. Okay? We should train up the child in the way they should grow, so when they're old, they should not depart from that. I think of a child as a young plant. We're going to nurture that, make sure you get enough sunlight, enough soil, food, okay? So they can grow properly. If a person does not have a child, I strongly think that they should not be in a position to teach somebody, teach someone else's kid, because you have no experience of your own. Going to the school to be a teacher doesn't give you enough knowledge and power to teach a child when you actually don't have one of your own. So guess what? If you don't have a child, I'm pretty sure you have a niece or a nephew. Okay? You should try to nurture the niece and nephew at home first before you venture into the world trying to nurture other people's kids. Because when you nurture the kids at home, it teaches you a couple of things. It teaches you patience, endurance, okay, responsibility. And it also helps you to troubleshoot or doing certain situations instead of just focusing on the books. For example, if a child is upset at school or acting out, you don't know why the child is acting out. But there could be a lot of reasons why the child is acting out. It could be an emotional thing, maybe an issue at home. Maybe the child is hungry. Maybe the child doesn't know how to, doesn't have a ride home after school. He doesn't have money for lunch. He doesn't have enough books. He has no one at home to help him with his homework. So before you're going to say this child is a bad kid, you got to talk to the kid and say, what's going on? Why are you acting up? What's the matter? Are you okay? Is there something wrong with you? Something bothering you? Let's talk about it. How can I help you? Please do not hammer that child and say the child is a bad child. You don't know what goes on when that kid leaves school or on the way to school. Yeah? It's really important that we also, that the children like I say they should have a person that they believe in spiritually. We gotta instill spirituality to the kids. If you're Muslim, then do your thing. If you're Christian, do your thing. You're Jew, Hebrew, whatever, Hindu, whatever you do, make sure there's some type of spirituality. Teach the kids faith, okay? Because guess what? When they learn faith, when stuff battles them, they can call on the Supreme Being and believe that they will get some type of help from the Supreme Being. We're going through tough times right now where there's COVID in the air and the kids are home from school and they have to be in the house and doing the internet learning and stuff. Families and parents, you gotta please be patient. Please be patient with these kids. We're going through challenging times. Yes, parents, we know that it's tough for you also. But we want to make sure that kids are getting the proper training. They don't feel like an outcast. They don't feel like they're alone. All right. Give them as much support as they can. All right. We want to make sure the kids are successful. And you, parents, will be the reason why they succeed, because you have done so much while they're home, studying, doing online learning. So when they pass these grades and get those A's and those B's, guess what? You parents can tip your hats, because guess what? You are the one who made it happen. Right? The generation of tomorrow or the kids of today, we have to nurture them. I keep saying this, we have to nurture these kids. Show them love. Parents, please show your kids love in the home. Because if you don't show them love in the home, someone on the street will show them love for you. They may end up where you don't want them to end up. Nobody turns to a gang if the parent pays attention. You can interview the most gangbangers. They will tell you that they went out, their mother didn't care where they go, their father didn't care where they go. You know, they hang with a group of friends who the parents didn't know. So parents, make sure that you know the friends that the child is keeping. At least know their names. At least know the phone number, at least their address. Because your precious gem is going out with these families or these kids on the streets, and you have no clue where they are at. So we have to be more diligent, more militant in monitoring where our kids are at. If you're gonna make a phone call to check on the kids, please do that. We know some of us gotta work in the evenings and on the overnights and stuff. But if we can work on overnight in the evenings, guess what? Technology is up right now, so get some type of security system that install on your phone or app on your phone that can monitor your home while you're not there. You're not playing security guard. You're just trying to be militant about certain things. You're trying to be proactive instead of being reactive. Too many parents nowadays is being reactive. They wait until something happens, then they react to it. No, we need to prevent certain things. We need to be proactive. Reactive does not cut it. Look for signs in the kids. Look for signs of stuff that something is wrong. What's some of the signs? They're failing their grades. Okay? They don't want to have dinner at the table anymore. They're always locked away in their room. They snap easily. Those are some warning signs. So people, I'm going to leave you with this note right here. Children are the future of tomorrow. If you do not nurture the future of tomorrow, you will have a very sad future. Once again, my name is Ricky King. Have a wonderful day.